Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A pediatrician pleaded guilty Thursday after submitting more than 1,000 fraudulent Medicare claims, according to federal prosecutors. 57-year-old Frederick Detel of Leawood owns and operates Kansas City Pediatrics LLC. Prosecutors say he was part of a nationwide Medicare scheme where telemedicine companies made fraudulent claims, received kickbacks, and sent payments to doctors. And the Kansas Department of Transportation announces approved October bids.
KDOT approved bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects, and some of the bids include multiple projects that have been bundled. Southwest Kansas counties receiving funds include Finney at a bid over $949,000 and Seward County at almost $19 million. 16 miles of K-23 and 8 miles of U.S. 83 will undergo milling and overlay. J.P. Bazette for the Kansas Information Network.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. According to Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas, the price of gas is still tough to predict from week to week. Stewart said this week in Kansas, the average price for gas is $3.41 a gallon, and that's up slightly about 5 cents from where we were a week ago, but 10 cents lower than where we were a month ago. He said he thinks this week is just indicative of what has been seen throughout basically the entire year of 2022, and that's lots of fluctuations, as market volatility is still the name of the game. Right now, there are some concerns over Russian oil production cuts and what that could mean for global supplies of oil and gasoline. However, Stewart said the rise could be short-lived because there are reports of new COVID-19 restrictions in China, and that could signal a potential economic slowdown for the world's top oil-consuming nation. In a pre-COVID winter, prices would have been expected to drop anyway. Winter months are typically lower demand periods for gasoline, with fewer people out driving. And as the weather starts getting cold and drivers start dealing with winter weather, that will typically bring less demand for gas. And the winter blend of gasoline is usually a little less expensive to refine than the cleaner burning summer blend. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is partnering with a public charity of the National Rockefeller Foundation and providing a second round of free at-home COVID-19 tests to households in every Kansas community. Households across the Sunflower State can visit accesscovidtest.org to place an order for an additional 5 at-home COVID-19 test kits, which Amazon will deliver directly to homes. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said in a news release that testing before holiday gatherings is one way to prevent spreading COVID-19 to family and friends, and frequent testing is especially important for those with more exposure outside the home, such as kids in school or people who spend time in a group setting. By visiting accesscovidtest.org, Kansans will be able to enter their zip code to order the free rapid at-home COVID-19 test kits. Those needing more support in ordering more COVID-19 test kits can call 866-534-3463. And if you need additional testing, you can visit knowbeforeyougoks.com to find a free testing site in your community. The American Red Cross urges blood donors to give now to help fight the potential impact of seasonal illnesses and a potentially severe flu season on the blood supply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention predicts a serious spread of flu this year and is already reporting an early spike in cases in several states. When seasonal illnesses increase, the number of healthy donors tends to decrease, leaving the Red Cross blood supply vulnerable to a potential shortage over the holidays. Paired with busy holiday schedules, seasonal illnesses make it harder to collect the blood hospital patients require this winter. So donors, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets, can help bolster the blood supply now by making an appointment to give in the coming weeks. There's no waiting period to donate blood after receiving a flu shot. You can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. There is an upcoming blood donation opportunity in Norton on Tuesday, November 22nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Norton High School, 513 West Wilberforce. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Norton County Community Foundation, or NCCF, announced that they had awarded $6,898 in the October and November grant cycles, and the funds were part of the Dane G. Hansen Community Grant Fund, which offers financial support to qualifying and deserving projects and programs in Northwest Kansas. The grant fund supported the Norton Community Garden Coalition, which received $1,620 for new site development, the Valley Hope Association Foundation, which received $4,388 for lecture hall furniture, and USD 211, which received $890 for the 2023 Wichita Area Model UN. Funds were awarded to the Norton Community Garden Coalition, or NCGC, to develop their community garden at a new site provided by the City of Norton, as the coalition was notified in August of 2021 that they would need to move from the Road E1 location because the county commission wished to sell the property. Their new site will be east of Norton off Pound Road, and volunteers have been working on the setup this fall in hopes that the garden will be ready for the 2023 season. The NCGC was formed in 2017 with a mission to provide all citizens of Norton County the opportunity to grow and have access to fresh foods through collaborative, environmentally friendly gardening efforts. According to the grant application submitted by the Valley Hope Association Foundation, Valley Hope of Norton's lecture hall is in need of new chairs and tables. A large portion of the patient's treatment occurs in this space, and the space is also utilized for regular alumni events with community involvement. This upgrade will not only increase the patient's comfort and treatment experience, but will also create an environment that is conducive for effective learning. Grant funds were awarded to purchase the chairs, which were specifically selected to be comfortable and durable for years to come. Grant funds were also awarded to the USD 211 to send 9 delegates and 1 sponsor to the Wichita Area Model United Nations event on Friday, January 20th of 2023. Students will work prior to the date by researching and preparing a position paper on their country's stand for each of the 2 topics selected by the WAMUN committee. Then the delegates and sponsors will travel to Wichita to participate in the Model United Nations General Assembly sessions. According to sponsor Becky Jones, attending the Wichita Area Model United Nations will allow students to employ research skills, writing skills, high-level thinking skills, and have an opportunity to express ideas and brainstorm solutions to 2 global issues in a problem-solving activity about world crisis. She added that this activity will cultivate skills that students will use on the college level. The guidelines and application for the Hanson Community Grant can be found on the NCCF's website at nortoncf.org. The applications are due the last day of the month to be considered for the next month's funding. And for more information, you can contact Bethany Shirk at 785-874-5106 or email bethany@nortoncf.org. You can also visit the NCCF office at the Heaton Building in downtown Norton, located at 112 South Kansas. The Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball coach Jim Cole reported that the Northern Valley Junior High boys basketball team played their first game of the season in Brewster against the Tri-Plains Brewster Titans. The Northern Valley A team played well, winning 49-26, and all five starters scored in the game. Seventh grader Tate Talhine led the Huskies with 21 points, and the Northern Valley B team boys also played a good game, winning 21-4. The leading scorers on the B team were Malika Hitt with 8 points and Zane Brown with 7 points. After the game, the players, cheerleaders, and fans celebrated Coach Cole's 300th A-team boys win at Northern Valley. He said he was lucky to coach a lot of really good players over the years at Northern Valley, and it seems like every year the next group of boys step up and work together to have a competitive team. The Norton County Hospital would like to inform the public of their closings on Thanksgiving. The Norton Medical Clinic will be closed, and the Norton County Hospital Business and Administrative Offices will also be closed on Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 24th. You need to plan your appointments, prescription fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly, and patients can contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's Emergency Department can assist patients in need at any time, and as always, in emergency situations, please call 911. The Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic hopes everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant.
KSU Wildcats.
Feel the excitement.
To the 20, to the house. Touchdown, Kansas State.
Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to Waco to battle the Baylor Bears. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football. The K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
This Thanksgiving or Christmas, Fat Boy Catering has the ingredients for a special menu customized to your setting. With over 20 years' experience of hospitality and being licensed in Kansas and Nebraska, they are now available every day of the week you want their catering, not just weekends. Brad also prepares personal family meals. Fat Boy Catering, the home-cooked meal without the stress or the mess. Call Brad today for more information and menu items and pricing. 785-871-1622.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. A cooling off period has derailed a freight railroad strike for now, as key unions continue negotiations that could still spare agriculture and other industries as a devastating rail shutdown. The new strike deadline is December 9th, a nearly three-week extension. This break means unions or railroads can't engage in any work stoppages according to federal law. The union says it's the last chance for railroads to do the right thing by voluntarily agreeing to provide paid sick leave to all employees.
Our industry is highly reliant and dependent on smooth and efficient rail service, and we're definitely reliant on the trains running. And if the trains stop running, ethanol plants stop running.
Jeff Cooper, who heads the Renewable Fuels Association, says the corn ethanol industry needs the railroads and unions to hammer out a more permanent solution. Without it, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says Congress will have to step in.
I made it very clear that I'm ready to vote for a bill in Congress that we were set to vote on in September but didn't need to because the president intervened successfully and put it off until now.
And now the unions have agreed to the cooling off period to allow more negotiations and logistical planning for manufacturers who argue a rail strike could devastate the economy and add to inflation. Cooper says his industry has suffered enough from shipping delays.
It really has been a nightmare scenario for the ethanol industry in terms of transportation challenges this past year, and somehow we've been able to gut through it. But a rail strike or any further limitations on the river system would be really problematic for the industry.
Referring to the low water levels on the Mississippi, the rail industry earlier put the cost to the broader economy of a strike at $2 billion per day. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Let's talk about your potential. More specifically, how to unlock the yield potential of your sorghum fields. Obviously, what seed you plant is key. But it'll take more than just any seed. You'll need one that has elite genetics, exceptional defensive traits, and award-winning performance. You'll need one of the industry-leading sorghum hybrids that only Pioneer can deliver. Talk to your local Pioneer sales representative to see how you can unlock unparalleled results in your sorghum fields.
Golden Harvest Gold Series soybeans are bred to win. These 19 varieties have strong agronomics within high-demand trait platforms like Enlist E3 soybeans for superior performance all season long. Gold Series soybeans also out-yielded Aspro brand soybeans by an average of one bushel per acre in 5,542 comparisons. Grow gold at goldenharvestseeds.com/gold-.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Cool high pressure moving back into the Central Plains and across Kansas. Our daytime highs will be in the 30s and 40s today. We'll get a slight warming trend over the weekend back to the 50s for a few parts of our state. Still a little bit breezy through this afternoon and into tomorrow, and then the wind will calm down on Sunday. Precipitation chances look low for a while, although some light rain or snow showers are possible in our western and central Kansas counties, along with some cloud cover. We'll stay sunny in the east. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is centered over the Dakotas and the southern plains and the northern and central Rockies and expanding into our region, so our weather pattern looks fair through the weekend. The big change is the temperature, feeling a lot more like November today, with highs in the 30s across northern Kansas and 40s in the southern counties. Looking at tonight, no big changes as high pressure stays parked over the central plains. Saturday should be sunny and a little bit breezy as high pressure stays overhead. We'll get a little bit of downslope flow coming out of eastern Colorado, and that'll warm things up a little bit for the western counties. We'll be back in the low 50s tomorrow, but we'll stay in the 40s for the eastern counties. Looking at Sunday, there isn't much of a change in the overall weather pattern. Sunny skies expected, a little bit warmer in the western and central counties, still cool for the east. We'll have another round of cool air coming in on Monday, and precipitation chances stay low. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we'll be in the upper 30s with low to mid-teens overnight, upper 30s north central, and tonight mid-teens. Upper 30s and low 40s northeast, upper teens and low 20s for the overnight hours. Southwest, low to mid 40s today and mid-teens overnight. Upper 30s and low 40s south central, and tonight we're in the low 20s. Low 40s southeast and low to mid 20s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Success in agriculture takes vision and a lender who shares yours. A lender who understands what you need to succeed and commits to helping you get there. No lender is more committed to growing your future than American Ag Credit. Agriculture is changing in ways we only imagined, and we'll be here to help navigate the road ahead. Learn more at agloan.com/growyourfuture. American Ag Credit. Your future grows here.
Let's talk about your potential. More specifically, how to unlock the yield potential of your sorghum fields. Obviously, what seed you plant is key. But it'll take more than just any seed. You'll need one that has elite genetics, exceptional defensive traits, and award-winning performance. You'll need one of the industry-leading sorghum hybrids that only Pioneer can deliver. Talk to your local Pioneer sales representative to see how you can unlock unparalleled results in your sorghum fields.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. carcass trade. No trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.